Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Farhan's cooked.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Thursday. Happy Juneteenth. Yeah, the office is kind of dead today.
Well,
yay! A lot of people with a day off.
It's a nationally recognized holiday.
Yep. Just another.
Took a little too long to get there, but yep. It finally is.
And, you know, what we'll never be able to figure out is whether Goo took today off because of a holiday or because it was simply Thursday.
That's a cheap shot.
Of course it is.
Can I take one?
Sure.
Well, it's not cheap. It's actually deserved. Can I just issue a PSA to everybody? Like, it's a holiday. Folks are driving places. Hopefully, maybe you're going to see a friend, family. Maybe you're going out to the Valkyries game tonight to see Caitlin Clark. Slow down. Slow the F down. Zach Edey got clock Steiny yesterday doing 101 in a 55 zone. What are we doing?
Zach Edey?
Zach Edey, the center for the Memphis Grizzlies, who I don't really care for much anyways, but slow down.
Are you serious?
There is no need for you to go that fast, twice the limit, basically, in Memphis or I don't know where he's from, somewhere in the Midwest. Just slow the F down. Dude, people trying to get out of the ballpark last night are cutting across each other and whizzing through different lanes. Like, you're going to get to where you need to go. Just slow the F down.
I've said this often, Evan. People are the worst. They're the worst. And this on the heels of Shedeur Sanders, who was also clocked doing 101. But I believe that was in a 65.
Not down the 101.
I wonder what the difference in that ticket is, a 101 and a 50?
Well, the issue is that he can pay it. Like, there's nothing that's going to, like, he doesn't get reprimanded.
That's like an automatic reckless driving, and they suspend your license, I think.
It should be.
You would think.
Tell him to take an Uber or a Waymo.
Exactly. Hey,
thanks.
And we can bring Risotto into this, too. Let me tell you what's a myth. This is a baseball myth. Framing. Framing's a myth.
Please explain.
When a catcher frames a strike, it doesn't work. First of all, the umpire can see you move it after it hits your glove. He can see you move those 3 inches.
And here's You'd be surprised.
Thing. Here's the other thing. For every call you get by framing, you don't get 6 of them because the umpire's pissed off that you tried to frame in the first place. You ever hear the... You never heard a word about Buster Posey's framing.
That's because he was pretty good.
And he was honest. If it was a ball, it was a ball. He wasn't trying to cheat.
Dude, you're making this guy to sound like Jesus Christ today. Framing is important. Now, it's not as important as I think a lot of nerds make it out to be. Like, you're saving runs by framing. You can catch a couple strikes, but let me tell you what. you like Patrick Bailey is the best framer in all the land. In a, I don't know, he's better than all these construction workers working on my block at framing.
Nice.
I don't care if you hit 180. I don't care what you do behind home plate if you go up there with a broomstick. So Patrick Bailey, can we also? This is a little pet peeve of mine. You can't be an awful hitter and switch hit. I'm sorry. You can't do it. Pick a side and figure out how to hit on one half of the plate before you decide to be a righty and a lefty. Like, again, you can't be a 180 hitter, Steiny, and be a switch hitter. Oh, which side of the plate is he better from? Neither.
You know, Evan, those players probably feel like if they go down to just batting righty or lefty that their average will fall to 090.
Like Adamas. Now he's on the rise.
Who's the worst pinch hitter in switch hitter in baseball?
The worst switch hitter in baseball? Oh, boy. This is a toss-up. Bailey's up there. You know, there used to be... Oh, was he a switch hitter? Pasta, do you remember if Nick Punto was a switch hitter?
Nick Punto hit right-handed.
Damn it. Well, he's the worst hitter I've ever seen.
This guy wasn't bad, but he was on my all Mount Rushmore of guys I couldn't stand. I'm pretty sure he was a switch hitter. Jason Kendall.
He was a righty.
Was he?
He was actually a good hitter.
I know he was, but he was not a good guy.
He was a slap guy. Slap hitter. They don't have those anymore.
Is that, of course, Fred Kendall, who caught for the Cleveland Indians.
Punto was a switch hitter.
Oh!
Producer Ken correcting me on that one.
Count the bucket. Yeah, that's the worst switch hitter I've ever seen. What do you want to do now, Stein?
Well, you teased something that really had me.
Oh.
Instruct.
Well, okay, so you got to brought it up. By the way, happy 75th birthday to Dwayne Kuiper.
Nice.
Yeah, he's still doing a fantastic job. Which brought up the conversation before the show of the worst possible takes to have in Bay Area sports. Like, you don't believe them, but if someone said...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Again, these are not our thoughts, but if you said this, if you publicized a take on air, or you're just walking and you're like, hey, I believe this, everyone would boo you off a cliff. Like, what is the worst take that you can have as a Bay Area sports fan? I have a few ideas.
I would say one would be saying something like...
Now, you're a very provocative person, so I want to make sure that everyone knows that this is not what you believe. This is just, well...
We'll see. Yeah. What would be like saying something like, let me tell you something. Steph Curry would be a great sixth man. Be a great sixth man. Little hybrid guard. He could come in and sub for the point guard. The shooting guard gets two quick ones. He can come in for the shooting guard. Steph Curry, he'd be a great sixth man. That'd be one. That'd be a bad hot take.
Okay.
I can't even believe you said that.
But the funniest part is I can see you saying that.
I did about 14 years
is
ago.
Is that why you just got a ton of vitriol for it and you've been harboring it ever since?
Well, keep in mind that when Steph Curry came into the league 47 years ago, they didn't really have a lot of positionless basketball. You had to, you know, you're either a point guard or a shooting guard, and nobody could figure out what he was. And I thought, well, if you don't know what he is, bring him off the bench.
Oh, that does remind me. I've been thinking about this. So you know how tweeners, I'll tell you my take in a moment, but tweeners used to be between like the one and the two.
Yes.
Like the point guard and shooting guard. I think the new tweener is between the three and the four.
It's funny you say that.
Like, I think a lot of players in 2025 that at least I hear described as tweeners, they seem to be more forwards than guards now.
Yeah, like Draymond.
Yeah.
Or, when he came out, he was considered a tweener.
Or Kuminga.
Yes, they're three, yeah.
Like they're all tweeners.
Yeah, he's so a three and a half. Mm-hmm. No, he is. He's a three and a half.
I know. I just find it interesting. I wanted to throw that by you.
Well, the other thing is, and that's why the people who love Kuminga, they just are hell-bent that he's a three. He's got to be a three. Why? Oh, we want him to play out on the perimeter more. Again, why? Like, guys want to be threes rather than fours for whatever reason.
Make more money, probably. You have the ball more. You can display the ha-ha.
If you have it.
Well, everyone's working on their bag. Okay, my take. If you say this, you'll be strung from the Salesforce Tower. Barry Bonds shouldn't be a Hall of Famer. Or shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Wow, dude.
See, I disagree with that.
That one, but like I've heard people say that, and I kind of get it. But if you say it in the Bay Area, like someone almost just drove off the bridge and they tuned in right when I said Barry Bonds shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the only issue I would have with that is there's probably a percentage of people that believe it without respect to his career because of the steroids. And so they wouldn't consider it a hot take.
Yeah, but most of those people are getting aged out. A lot of those people, maybe I'm just speaking of people my age. Oh, like another one would be, Curry's not top 10. Or no. Curry's not, Curry's not top 10 all time. Like, that one will get you, like, someone will really get mad at that if I say that at a party. Now, but again, these are people my age.
Well,
I'm
it's not a good
about.
Pickup line, Evan.
Yeah, that explains
I'd start
lot.
Out with something tried and true, like, do you come here often?
Nope.
Even that one is... People are so suspicious nowadays, Steiny.
You think?
Yeah, but, well, like if I walk up to someone, male or female, and I just say, do you come here often? There's immediately an eyebrow raised, if they can physically raise one eyebrow. Instead of, oh, no, I'm not from around here. Yeah, you know, this is one of my favorite places. It's, why are you talking to me?
You'll get over that. Things are going to start to break for you soon.
I don't think I will.
Yeah, I look at it as, what's a take that can get you into trouble as opposed to, I think of it as off limits. There are just some people that are off limits. Like
Who's bulletproof?
Well, like to me, Steph Curry is off limits. Like if and when you criticize Steph Curry,
not from 10 to 2,
you are going to be absolutely lambasted. So there's no upside to even saying, you know, Steph's got to take care of the ball a little better. He had 6 turnovers. Like, oh, that's Steph. That's our guy. Steph's off limits for most people. Can't criticize Steph.
I called him a turnover twin.
Here's another guy who was untouchable. Untouchable. Never heard a bad word about him.
Bird?
Tim Lincecum.
Oh.
Like, I'm going back a little bit. Like, he was off limits. There was no criticism of Lincecum. In fact, because of who he was embraced even further. There was never any shade at Tim Lincecum.
Even though he fell off a cliff. Now, Tim Lincecum has also dealt with a lot of off the field, off the diamond issues that I don't wish upon anybody. But as a player, you're right. Lincecum was, he was a shooting star, is what he was.
Yes.
And that's fair, because he became bulletproof pretty quickly.
Let me think of who else.
Until he vocalized some of his opinions, I think Mad Bum was in that category.
How about, the 49er I thought of was actually not Montana or Young.
Jimmy?
No, it was for a different reason. Frank Gore. Like, Frank Gore was off limits to criticize because he was so good. He was such a team player. He was such a good guy. Resilient, durable. Now, I get it. He's maybe not as visible as a Steph Curry, but I never heard any, like, Gore doesn't hit the hole fast enough. Gore, it looks like he's running on eggshell. No, nobody criticized Frank Gore.
Well, I think part of that was because there's not, I never heard a bad thing about him. And I don't think it was because he was bulletproof. It's because he was a great player, a great dude, and never really gave you anything to criticize. I mean, he didn't play in a ton of big games because he wasn't on, you know, all-time teams. But, like, can you remember a bad moment? Like Frank Gore fumbling at the goal line or messing up a game? No, he never did. From what I can recall.
Yeah, a couple are coming in. We can have some fun with them. Willie Mays, untouchable.
Oh, he passed away yesterday.
Good call.
A year ago. Would have been 94 yesterday.
Steve Young, see, I would disagree with Steve Young only because a lot of people had resentment that he followed Montana. Not that he's not a great guy or wasn't a great leader, isn't well-loved. I'm just saying, I wouldn't put him as off limits. Somebody's saying George Kittle, please. It's fair. You can say George Kittle doesn't have great hands. Like, that's not off limits.
No. He's no one on this current 49ers team is above criticism. Nobody. Because they haven't won. And if the Niners had won a couple Super Bowls, or even just one of the two, I do think that Kittle might have approached there. Like, to me, I actually think, like, Montana's probably the close. Him or Rice. Montana and Rice. Like, you win four Super Bowls, I'm sorry, you can't say nothing about those dudes.
Well, it's funny, because before the show, when we were saying, you know, what would provoke, Rice did come up for me, and I said, oh, Jerry Rice. He's not the greatest football player of all time. He is not the greatest. Come on, please. Now, I don't necessarily believe it.
He has a company named Goat Fuel.
Now, I'm just saying, I don't necessarily believe it, but that would cause a stir. Yeah, no, he's not the GOAT. Rice isn't the GOAT. That's the other thing. Here's another one. Yeah, LeBron's better than Jordan. Nobody said that in forever. That's a hot take. Because
I actually think that that's kind of become something that's lukewarm.
See, I think it's something that now, because this idolatry of Michael Jordan has gotten so out of hand that his supporters and his stands, if you will, are actually messaging that it's not even close. And so now everybody is afraid to ever say anything negative about Michael Jordan. Like, he's got a committee out there of PR people.
Well, he's going to be on NBC this year, so I'm sure he's going to do some promotion. The thing
I'll tell you right now. You ready?
Dude, I don't care about that. Like, I actually don't think a lot of people my age really care about
the LeBron
versus Jordan. Okay. Like, seriously, if I see it on First Take, I'd rather watch Telemundo. You know what I mean?
I hear you. Let me make a prediction.
Okay.
I don't think Michael Jordan will be very good. And I don't, do we know exactly what his role is going to be?
No.
Yeah, contributor?
I don't.
Insider?
Let me ask you a question. Like, do you guys see it? Like, you think he's going to be really good?
No, I actually, well, to be fair, I don't know. Because I feel like I've never heard him speak.
Interesting.
He doesn't do anything. Even as an owner, he never really talked. I think he gave one speech outside of his Hall of Fame speech during the top 75. Maybe I think he spoke at some All-Star thing. But, like, I don't know if he's going to be good. I would assume not, because if he was a good public speaker, I'd probably remember something he said.
Yeah, I feel like he's the type of guy who, you know how Magic Johnson tweets?
Yeah.
That's how Jordan's going to be on television. Because here's the way I look at it. Like, Jordan is so insulated. All right? He's so insulated that he's got, like, two worlds. One is his real world, and then the other is everybody outside that he doesn't care about. So I think when he's going to be at, like, when he's given opinions, he's just going to be so vanilla, I think. I just don't see him being highly insightful or controversial at all. I just don't see it. I see him being very safe because he's always been that way.
I do think he's going to be critical of people that threaten his legacy. Like, I could see him being critical of LeBron. But the one guy who he can't be critical of, and it's not because he's not threatened by him, I don't think, but it's he's bulletproof, is Steph. Like, I don't think there's any legend that remains alive. Has there been one that said anything bad about Curry? Now, Oscar Robertson has said things bad about the Warriors. Well, I know that's true. No, like Oscar said that Steph couldn't play in era, right?
I don't. I know he came down Draymond Green's road.
Maybe it was more about the Warriors. But I got to double check this. But I don't think that many, if any, have ever really criticized Curry.
It's a good thought. I'm not thinking, because he's usually the outlier. People say they'll rip the game, but they'll say everybody wants to be Steph Curry. Well, that to me is a compliment. Like, because he's the only guy who can do it like him. Is
Oscar Robertson was critical of him in 2016, the year he won unanimous MVP.
That doesn't. Well, and you know what? That's fair. Like that. It was fair to question how he would be the first unanimous MVP. That's a fair question. I'm not saying he didn't deserve it. He did. But I could see how an old timer would say, you're telling me, well, Chamberlain was never unanimous, or Bird or Magic? Anyway.
Well, Bird definitely not. But yeah, the other ones, I could hear it.
Larry Bird, you know what? I'm not going to do this.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Hey, Pasta.
Do you think it's possible for a coach or executive to be in the category of off limits? Or even come close to being in that category?
And a coach or an executive?
Coach or an executive that get criticized all the time. Is there anybody that even comes close in the Bay Area sports landscape?
Coach, no. Executive, yes. I do feel like Sabian's off limits.
Oh, okay. I didn't follow. Sabian's absolutely off limits.
Yeah.
I'm with you there.
To me, he's the most bulletproof one of my lifetime.
Here's another one. This one, Bill Walsh. Bill Walsh is off limits.
True. I just wasn't around for him.
Yeah. I'll tell you who else is close. George Seifert. Like, I get it. He didn't have the stature of Bill Walsh, but George Seifert.
You know,
nobody has anything bad to say about him right now.
You know who else so far?
Don't
Buster Posey. You can't say anything bad about that guy. Steiny, I dare you. I triple dog dare you on this nationally recognized holiday to criticize Posey.
Well, I mean, I think he's two-faced. I mean, this is the same guy who's running this organization, who's plucking Adames, and he gets a star in Devers. This is the same guy whining about San Francisco. He's the same guy whining about the city. Cut that.
Send it to the Giants. Oh, Steiny.
What's the worst thing I could say about Buster Posey?
He's not a Hall of Famer?
Well, that is the one that some people say. We got to get out of here. Worst thing I can say about Buster Posey.
We got stars in town, Steiny.
Let me think about it because I need 10 minutes because he's about as elevated as it comes. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. By the way, what a day for Joe Lacob. We'll tell you why on the other side. That segment sponsored by Safeway.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.